This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Pierre Belcour is sharing his skills at the Friday market in the form of blade sharpening. He's mostly doing this for the social aspects. I caught up with him at the market to find out what motivated him to start making appearances at the Friday market for the first time in almost 40 years.
Yeah, awesome.
It was fun. And it was especially fun socially.
So talk to me about the social aspect, because I don't see you at the market here otherwise. So is it giving you an excuse to come?
Yeah, it's a good excuse to see people I haven't seen in a long time. We've been here 39 years now, but we hardly know anybody anymore. They're either left the island, gone crazy, or died. Seriously.
So 39 years. So, I mean, have you ever offered anything at the market in the past?
Never, no.
And what is it that you usually do as a trade on Cortez?
I build boats and houses and cabins. And I worked in film for 11, 12 years as a scenic carpenter, building sets. Yeah, it was fun, but it was getting time to call it a day when I did finally leave.
Cool. Okay, so you have a carpentry background, and that's where your skill in sharpening comes from?
In boat building a long time ago, when I started boat building, you have to keep your chisels and planes, draw shaves, adz, all those things sharp to cut wood, you know, to slice wood, not to butcher it.
So the tools and the maintenance of the tools is really key to your craft as a boat maker.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Beautiful.
It less now. Now there's a lot of machine is used, where we used to use, you know, hand tools to make things. The Scottish boat builders, up in Scotland, they used to put a penny, the English copper penny, on the toenail. And then they would take an adz, a razor sharp adz, and knock the penny off the toenail. Presumably without slicing the toe.
For what purpose?
Because they got so accurate with adzes, they could shape boat ribs, planks, even a deck of a ship with an adz. Well, nowadays we use grinders and hand planers, electric planers, and all kinds of machinery to do these things. Table saws, chop saws, band saws. They used to do all that stuff by hand. So hand saws, planes, chisels. And in the third world, like places like the Philippines, they build these beautiful boats without plans, with about six tools, a little hand adz, and they've got the picture of the boat in their heads of how it's going to finish up. No plans, no paper plans. I mean, that's talent, you know. And you know, it's the Vikings that taught the Scots and the Irish how to build lapstrake boats.
I'm really glad you took it to the Vikings, because as you were describing, you know, envisioning the boat, I was thinking of Floki from Vikings.
Right.
From the show. So.
Loki?
Floki.
Oh, Floki.
His name, Floki the boat builder.
Oh,
from
yes,
Vikings.
Yes.
It's from the History Channel, the Viking show.
So it's very interesting, because some of them did stay and teach the Scots and the Irish, for example, their skills of boat building. They didn't just rape, pillage, and leave places. I mean, they did a lot of that for sure, but.
Right. Well, and we know now, at least the most recent evidence shows that the first boats from the Eastern world were Vikings.
Like Vikings about 1,000 years ago.
So
yeah, not
very relevant. And so you carry on that tradition, but you're using some modern tools for your sharpening now. What is it that you use to sharpen your tools?
Mostly
that you brought with here?
Grinder, and I use diamonds.
Okay, so you have an electric grinder, and then you have some hand tools, some diamonds as well.
Yeah, I don't use oil stones or water stones anymore. I use diamonds, diamond impregnated plates. These are all diamonds, 400 grit, 1,000 grit, 600 grit. Yeah.
Awesome.
Are you taking film too, or just sound?
No, just sound, and okay. I can hear you knocking those things against each other, so it's really good. Cool. Okay, so are you also at the Saturday markets in the Gorge?
I was going to, and then our son...
Oh, that market's not happening anymore.
That's
okay.
Right.
Well,
luckily,
that's good
Fabiana,
to know.
Our son texted me and said, no, it's already over, the Saturday thing at the Gorge.
Okay. Okay, so you'll be back here on Fridays, noon to for 3 sure. o'clock is when the Friday market goes here at Manson's Hall.
Next week for sure. But maybe for the week coming, it depends. You know.
It depends how good the turnout is. Yeah. So if you want to get your tools sharpened, now is the time. Friday market, sure. noon to 3 p.m.
Next couple
here
of weeks.
Here, Belcourt's out in front of the post office. Sharpening pretty much just anything. This is great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.